BBC.
And that's where we leave the BBC World Service and welcome you back to BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. News Briefing is coming up in 10 minutes' time, followed by our prayer, which today celebrates grandparents. And then we hear about a new initiative for schools, which connects teachers with farmers and children with farms. That's on the way at 5:45. The Shipping Bulletin is next, but first a look ahead to next week.
Hello, this is Tara Flynn.
And this is Marion Keyes.
And we'd like to remind you that our show for BBC Radio 4, Now You're Asking, is back for a new series.
I'd love your advice. I work quite successfully as a professional photographer. I've recently received a message from a girl who bullied me in school. She wants me to shoot her wedding next summer.
Each week we take real listeners' questions
and apply our worldly wisdom in a way which we hope will help.
But also, hopefully, entertain.
Never wrestle with a pig because you'll both get covered in mud and the pig will enjoy it.
Now You're Asking with Marion Keyes and Tara Flynn starts next Tuesday night at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Simon King.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday, the 15th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sierra, Forties, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, southwest Trafalgar, 1003, expected 100 miles southwest of Trafalgar, 999, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Sierra. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly later. Occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest Viking. Drizzle, then rain, then wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7. Perhaps gale 8 later. Drizzle, then rain or showers later, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except in south forties, then veering westerly later. Fair, then rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northwest at first in Fisher and German Bight, otherwise west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in 4th and Fisher. Drizzle or rain, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5 later in Thames, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy. East 4 to 6, thunderous showers in South Fitzroy. Good, occasionally poor in South Fitzroy. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, Shannon. South or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Irish Sea, and 2 in Shannon. Occasional drizzle, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malham. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, drizzle, then fair, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Hebrides. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in north, drizzle, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10, except in South Bailey and Fair Isle. Rain or drizzle, then wintry showers, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 4, recent drizzle 16 miles, 1024, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, 22 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest 7, recent fog 3 miles, 1015, falling. Lucas, west-southwest 4, 6 miles, 1023, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1027 falling. Sandetti like Vestal automatic, north by west 4, 11 miles, 1028. Jersey, east by north 2, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Channel like Vestal automatic, northeast by east 3, 1028. Scilly automatic, east by north 3, 12 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast 1, missed 4 miles, 1028, falling. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 1, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1027, falling. Madden Head, southwest 3, 12 miles, 1026, falling. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure, currently lying over the southern half of the United Kingdom, will gradually move away southwards during the next day or two as a cold front moves in from the northwest. This will bring a spell of rain, accompanied in the north by some strong and gusty winds, which will reach gale force across parts of northern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering westerly and increasing severe gale 9 at times in north. Mainly fair, then rain, then scaly showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rattray Head, Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, then veering west later. Rain or showers later, good occasionally, moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, veering west or southwest 4 to 6, then veering northwest later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming westerly or northwesterly later 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 2 to 4, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Drizzle at times later, good occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, then veering northwesterly later in north. Occasional drizzle, then rain later, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later. Isle of Man, southwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, then veering northwest later, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Conniff and Loch, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in north. Drizzle at times, then rain or showers later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Drizzle at times, then rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mullough Kintard at American Point. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6, then veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Drizzle at times, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. At American Point, Cape Wrath. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 and south, increasing severe gale 9 at times later in far north. Drizzle, then rain, then squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest, veering west 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, drizzle at times, then rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 15th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Donald Trump has nominated a prominent vaccine sceptic, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as his new health secretary. Experts have warned that the UN's climate talks are no longer fit for purpose. In business, the Chancellor has told bankers that some of the rules imposed after the financial crisis have gone too far. And in sport, England's footballers are back on top of their Nations League group after a 3-0 win in Greece. The prominent vaccine sceptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been named by Donald Trump as his health secretary. The president-elect said Mr. Kennedy would defend Americans from food and drug companies and help to make the country great and healthy again. The nomination of the former Democrat is another divisive choice by Mr. Trump and may face some opposition in Congress. Dr. Sarah Medad is a specialist in infectious diseases based in New York. She told The World Tonight the appointment could be highly damaging to public health across the United States.
This is sending shockwaves among our public health community. Someone who is able to shape the nation's public health policies and oversee a very large range of programs and agencies that impact American health and well-being. This is an individual that is a known vaccine skeptic. This individual has no expertise, training, or credentials that would even qualify him to speak on health topics, let alone oversee it.
A group of scientists and former political leaders has said the United Nations climate talks are not fit for purpose and need a comprehensive overhaul. The country hosting COP29, Azerbaijan, has been criticised after its president said oil and gas were a gift of God, and an official appeared to try to arrange a meeting to discuss fossil fuel deals. In a letter to the UN, signatories including the former Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon and the former UN climate chief Christiana Figueres say countries should not host the talks if they don't support the phase-out of fossil energy. The Azerbaijani government has also been accused of using the climate summit to crack down on environmental activists, as our climate and science reporter Esme Stallard explains.
Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have reported what they say is a worrying trend in arrests of environmental activists and researchers since Azerbaijan was selected last year to host COP29. One of the estimated 300 prisoners, Anna Mamaldi, was arrested in April on charges of smuggling after he co-founded